This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
What'd you have? A truly?
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I tell you what, I don't like the way my partner just kind of started about 30 seconds ago before we came on air.
Snitches get stitches, baby.
Oh, no. You didn't really believe.
I read it, and then I just thought, like, I'm okay with it.
All right, here's what we're coming out with today. Guru's trying to maintain that Sacramento is part of the Bay Area.
I mean, come on. We've seen a lot. Come on. Merge it. Yeah.
It could become a megapolis at some point.
But seriously, if I could say, no. Hey, let's go out. Where you want to go? Sac, and then we could come back home. You can do that in an hour and a half.
Did you do it an hour and a half this morning?
No, I used to know. Boy. All right, let's move on, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Speaking of moving on.
Man, or moving on up.
The Warriors, they win again, 130-120. And this one was all some role players.
Man.
Gary Payton II, Buddy Hield were absolutely terrific. They were in control all game. They never put Portland away completely. I look at Portland. What do you think? What do you think of my tag? I feel like Portland's like a poor man's Houston.
I'm not mad at that. They're not there, but no. They can get there.
They feel like a young, athletic, a little disjointed, still figuring stuff
Got
out.
Some
but
talent.
They play hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gamblers are not happy. The Warriors didn't cover that three by Simons at the end.
Well, it's a good thing that I don't gamble. Yeah. How about you?
No. My neighbor might have had something on it.
And just get right into it. Jim Mole, one of the great P1s of our time, said no. And he went to Sac State. So.
Okay, Jimmy.
He's saying no.
All right.
Last night's one of those games where I feel like it's tough to take something away from it. I mean, you give them the win, obviously, but man, they were not going to lose a game where they shoot 53 field, 51 from three, and 91 from the line. Ooh. They were just making too many shots for the Portland Trailblazers to ever make up enough ground, Goo. And I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the performance at all. But boy, that just felt like a little bit of an outlier game. And it's so funny. Yesterday we were talking about three-point shooting, and their three-point shooting is down a little since Jimmy Butler. And then, Gary, what What, I don't even know what he went. Did he make 5 of 7 or something
Gary
like
Payton
that?
Gary Payton was 4 of 6.
Okay, and what was Buddy? Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, Steiny was 7 of 10. Yeah. Excuse me, 6 of 9.
Man, I mean, so
pulled
they had,
up on a fast one-man fast break and after, yowzer.
Yeah, after he picked Simon's pocket,
he did pick him. Went and, all the way around and picked it.
I mean, think about their 3-point percentage. What it could have been, you know, Steph now too shy of 4,000 threes for his career.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to get it out of the way, too.
Couple air balls from the shift.
Yeah, he tried to make it happen late. So he's 2 away, so he'll most likely get that Thursday when the Kings come into town. And, you know, the Warriors just keep on rolling. Again, Jimmy Butler didn't score a lot, but 15, 10, and 10. The team is clicking, and it's just a matter now of what's going to happen? Can they maintain this kind of play? And if they can, how far up the standings can they go?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Donnie, and I mean it. There is, you tell me if you disagree. I mean, strength in numbers is back, and that's why when you say it's not much to take away from the game, the guys, you know, the others are just playing their ass off. And if this is going to be the staple moving forward, I know it starts and ends with the big three, but in reality, it doesn't. You need guys to step up. And to see Gary Payton II, Steiny, a career high in 28 minutes, had 25 points. And I'm thinking to myself, is there a better finisher on the Warriors when he's around the basket? It's just like
Jimmy Butler.
No, Jimmy Butler, help me out. But I'm just like, Steiny, they can do no wrong, and is this fair? The Warriors are the sixth seed, and they got people on their ass. Teams are, you know, they got to continue to win. Is there such thing when you do have the likes of a Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry, you could peak too soon? Or the fact that you mentioned before we started the show, Slater had mentioned that the guy we talked about in the crossover is due back Thursday, as Sack is in for a visit. You got, you know, the rest of the season, not dedicated, Steiny, but an important part of that is reacclimating Jonathan Kuminga back to what you're doing. Have they peaked too soon? When you're this good, that doesn't apply to this team.
Well, I don't know if they're peaking too soon, but it's obvious that once they got Butler, they kind of turned up the volume a little bit. And it looks to me like the Warriors are in sprint mode, if you know what I mean. Now, this could change. Yeah. I mean, you know, they play the Kings on Thursday, and then they have the Knicks
Saturday night.
And then a back-to-back against the Nuggets and Bucks.
Yeah, I'll be in the house for the Bucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The front row?
Excuse me, the Knicks are in Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, the
I'll
Knicks.
I'll be in there, yeah.
Okay.
Possibly.
No Jalen Brunson in that game.
Boy.
But, I mean, I think there's still a chance. Like, this is how precarious it is. You know, if they lose 2 out of 3, let's say, and it doesn't look like, you know, that looks likely at this point. Yeah. But the thing, the teams are so bunched up right now around 5, 6, 7, 8. They win. Like, it's now to the point where if you beat the Kings Thursday, you put them away in terms of they ain't going to leapfrog you after. If they get beat on Thursday night by the Warriors, then you get next week coming around, and the Minnesota Timberwolves have a very favorable schedule.
Half game behind us.
So, you know, they've got to keep winning to stay at 6. That's what I'm convinced of. They're going to have to keep winning to stay at 6. But I think they're settling nicely into either 6 or 7. 7 wouldn't be the end of the world. I still
be in the box, though, partner.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be tough to catch Houston. Evan did some research on everybody's schedule. Houston's got some cake.
Are we done with them, or do we play
one more time? Okay. I think they play the Rockets. The Warriors are going to play the Rockets 5 times this year, which is an anomaly, but that's what happens because of the Cup game. But the one thing I do want to get into, and I know. This is the one thing that I have a little reservation about as it relates to the Warriors, and I get it. You can only play the games on their schedule that are in front of them. But it's just been such a nice coincidence that Butler arrived at a softer point in the schedule. I mean, he just did. If you look at the Warriors' run, and we'll do that on the other side, but if you look at this run with Jimmy Butler, they've won 10 straight with him in the lineup. So, obviously, things are falling into place. And like I said yesterday, they're beating every team they should beat. And that's to me, the first start to, okay, now the schedule's going to get a little trickier.
Mm-hmm.
Slater called it a subset of the next 10 days. They have a 4 or 5 game stretch coming up of tougher teams. But, you know, that's – give me one more week, if you know what I mean. One and a half more weeks to really get a feel for this team after they play Denver, after they play Milwaukee, and after they play the Knicks, even though there'll be no Brunson. The Knicks are still a tough team to beat.
Yeah, and they put it on Sacramento last night, in Sac, New York did. But, yeah, I'm with you, partner. But the bottom line, just hearing you talk, Stoudy, is growth just from the vantage point of you acquire Butler, and now you could say the soft part of the schedule because you, let's be honest, they were soft before the acquisition. That's why they needed something, and they got more than probably they thought they could. They were going to get, and now taking care of business and the sign of a good team is putting teams away. And I got to give, you know, Portland, you know, made it a game.
Yeah, they play hard.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's where I'm at with the Warriors. To me, they've taken step one with Jimmy Butler, and they have made some noise and beaten the teams that they should beat. There's no doubt about it. Now, the competition they've had hasn't been great. So the way I look at the Warriors is the next step is the next 4 games. They're going to play Sacramento, struggling a little bit, but still right there. The Knicks are still a good team. The Nuggets are who they are. And then the Bucks are going to be coming in here on back-to-back with Giannis. So
Nuggets just beat OKC last night.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. So a lot to talk about with the Warriors. We are also going to get into the Niners today. It looks like the 49ers are going to field a very different team this upcoming year than they did last year. We'll talk to Cam Inman of the Bay Area Media Group at noon, and we're going to get into it. You guys always are involved in the show at 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by MB Jesse Painting.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Butler hands off Buddy. Buddy for three on the way. Swish!
Oh, he's got it dialed in tonight.
Buddy Hield, his third three. He's got 11. Peyton has 10. Those are your leading scorers for the Warriors.
Great cash, homie.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's why you've got to give Buddy Hield a crack at every game. You're going to have to live with some 3-for-11s, but on a night like last night, you can see how he can take the Warriors to a different level offensively. And, man, with Gary Payton II is hitting those kind of shots, night-night.
Yeah.
Night-night.
Boy, man.
Speaking of night-night, we are going to be out at Chase Center tomorrow for our show. The Warriors are practicing tomorrow at Chase Center. Guru and I will be there. We'll be plucking players after practice. So, big Warriors Day tomorrow at Chase Center. We'll see. We'll see who we get. I got a feeling we'll get some of the no promises.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
But we got things cooking.
Yeah,
we got things are percolating.
Hey, the vibe's got to be immaculate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are
for
they?
Sure.
Okay,
for sure.
We should have multiple players wanting coaches just pull up on us.
Who the hell would not want to talk to us on a day like tomorrow?
Man.
I got some stuff I want to. I want Butler. Give me Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy.
That's the guy I want.
Did you handle Jimmy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a little bit mercurial, as they say.
Yeah.
But the Warriors, they are rolling, and
boy,
you gotta love the turnaround. And I'm looking at the standings right now, Goo. They're six. Here's the way I look at it, and Warrior fans, feel free to chime in at 888-957-9570. Right now, the Warriors are six, Minnesota seven, the Clippers are eight. All right, the Kings right now are 3.5 behind the Warriors. So
yeah, they can go night-night if you beat them.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm going to say I feel confident the Warriors are going to be in the top eight. And I get it. That's very conservative, and it's not a stretch. But
You want six, Donnie. You don't even want to have to mess around that damn play-in.
Okay, and then if you get six, I'm just saying the thing that's going to happen is they're going to get a great first-round match. It's going to be a great first-round matchup. I don't care if it's Denver. I don't care if it's the Lakers. I don't care if it's the Grizzlies.
And how about I say hard? It's going to be a hard one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I was thinking, and I guess we're jumping ahead a little bit, but you know, I was just thinking about the Warriors in seven-game series, and they're playing terrific right now when they're playing teams once and then moving on to another opponent. Just throw this at you. Do you think the Warriors in a seven-game series – it's an advantage for them or a disadvantage to have to win a seven-game series as opposed to, you know, getting on a win streak, let's say, like they're on now in the regular season?
All right, I'm gonna try to pull my Steinie with you. The pedigree that I know this team has and the way that they're playing right now, Steinie, that's an advantage to open up that bottle of pedigree, which you can do in a seven-game series. But their lack of size – to me, it's still a concern. So I'm wondering night in, night out, when you get into a series, maybe with, you know, against a team that has more length or more athletic guys than we have down low, then it could be a detriment. But right now, that pedigree, I believe, means something. Jimmy doesn't have it with us. He has it within himself and what he's done with Miami. So I'm excited, Stoney. But I got to tell you, you know, I talk all kind of crap about the Rockets. They've maintained, and they kind of had some turbulence, but there's three games ahead of us. And Memphis, I don't know what to make of them. Jaren Jackson Jr. is out, and they beat Phoenix last night. So my point is, this first round series is going to be a heavyweight fight. You know, not a walk in the park.
I agree. No matter who it's going to be, it's going to be tough. And Bee's knees on the YouTube chat,
I gotta
saying,
bring it up.
Absolutely, it's an advantage. There's so much rest in a 7-game series. Not necessarily. You do sometimes get 2 days off in the early rounds. You might even get three.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get into games 2 and 3 into a series, then they usually go every other game.
Yeah.
And while there's no back-to-backs in the NBA playoffs, once these games start getting grueling, every other game starts to feel, you know,
it
just adds to the gruel, to the grind of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I'm going to be interested to see when the playoffs start. And I guess we can say fairly confidently, it looks like they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's a win in itself. Remember you said, Goo, what's the goal this season? Make the playoffs.
Well, you would figure that even if they go to 7, that they're going to be able to win 1 out of 2 games at home, which is what they would have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but also in the postseason, wasn't that their downfall 2 years ago?
I thought
that they had to get pushed to 7 games by Sac, and then the Lakers could kind of, they took care of business in 6 against Memphis. Like, just because there's days off doesn't mean that these games, if you go deep into a first round series against one of these better teams, might not hurt you the rest of the postseason.
Yeah, and I heard
good point.
I heard Spinelli talking about that early, and he used the term pound of flesh, and he's right. You know, the Sacramento Kings a couple years ago, you know, took something out of the Warriors when they headed into that series against LA. People may disagree with me, but it felt like Kerr and Curry said the same thing after that series, that they were just gassed.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have anywhere else they could go. They were a one-dimensional team. They're a different team now, obviously.
No doubt.
But yeah, this is really, really getting fun. There's no doubt about it. Here's my one caution. And again, you got to play who's on the schedule. But let's take a look at this run real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls, about 8 games under 500. They played the Bucks without Giannis.
I remember.
They played the Rockets in a game before the All-Star break.
You're still mad at Houston.
Where I don't know what Houston was thinking that game.
Warriors won the game.
All right. They played the Kings right after the Kings made that trade, and the Kings looked pretty...
Gotcha. Discombobulated.
Yeah, disconnected. Mavericks, without Anthony Davis, they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go Charlotte, Orlando, Charlotte. Charlotte's terrible.
Orlando took them down to the wire.
And Orlando's 56. About 6 games under themselves. They beat the Knicks without Karl Anthony Towns. They beat the Nets. Then they beat the Pistons, which I thought was a good win, and the Blazers. So this is, you can be as excited as you want. I just feel like, okay, step one's been accomplished. They have turned the season around, and they're beating teams that you would expect them to now beat. So what's the next step? Now you got to beat some good teams.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation is you might not have to play. I mean, you may not have enough tough games against good teams so that you'll finally face a good team in a first round. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have some tough games sprinkled in between now and the end of the season, which is fine, and you may win a couple, you may lose a couple, but when they play that first series against one of those teams, that's a different animal. It's a different animal for the team that plays the Warriors. I get it.
Yeah, but Stoney, if what you're talking about were a tree, it's a good tree in regard to, we can't omit that they're doing the Matt Damon thing. an identity has been born. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're winning games, and there's always something, you know, or somebody missing. But at the end of the day, this team got Jimmy Butler, and it had to birth an identity. And they're doing that, and they're winning. And what you're right, what you're saying are facts. But at the end of the day, we still can't forget that they're winning games, still working on their identity. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm excited. I think you mentioned, I said in the first block, Stoney, the sooner Kuminga comes back just for the sake of being whole, the better it'll be by the time it's go time.
As for the Warriors' chemistry and the fact that they're still working on their identity, Om Yongmasuk of ESPN talked to Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler said he thought something in particular after they beat the Kings. Take a listen.
Sat down with Jimmy Butler in New York at the hotel.
Any coffee?
No, we did talk coffee, though. Oh. The day after they beat the Knicks, and he told me, we've turned the bleeping corner last night. The Warriors felt they found something in that game in the second half at Madison Square Garden. Defensively, but offensively, Jimmy says, they have figured out how to play with them. And not just, you'll maybe appreciate this, my Miami dude, Sedano, he said, it's not just about isolating me, it's about utilizing me differently, utilizing me in many different ways. And what Steve Kerr had been preaching to the team was basically, pass the ball, move the ball, move the ball until we get to Jimmy inside. And then Jimmy can either facilitate, which he does a lot.
So he was insinuating that wasn't the case? They weren't utilizing him in different ways?
He just likes to say, you can use me more than just isolating me. And for whatever reason, I always feel like that's something that's about Miami.
All right, so that was Om Yongmasuk, and I misspoke. It was the win after the Knicks game in New York.
Okay.
Where he said, Jimmy Butler said, we've turned the expletive corner.
I love that.
So you got to,
yeah. They're on Win Street right now, Stoudy. They're on Happy Street.
They are.
And
they
if
are.
You can get 46 points from two guys just off of your bench, and we can't forget Moody, who started. But, Stoudy, my goodness, what are you making of what he's just done this year? Moses Moody. I know he wasn't a star last night, but he made all kind of contributions. I mean, where would they be without him? And, like, I really mean that. Stoney, he's been starting for over a month now.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think they found a little something, and this is, you know, not to spend four hours on Kuminga, but they've clearly found something with Moody at the four and with Santos, and it what it feels like to me is that, you know, let's say 3 months ago, Moody doesn't make threes. Well, you know what? Then they're in a little trouble because he was a bigger part offensively of this team than he is now. So now, if he doesn't, let's say he doesn't make threes, well, he's still doing other things. He's playing hard. He's scrappy. He's making the right decisions. He doesn't take foolish gambles, things like that. So I just see Steve Kerr is really feeling like Santos and Moses Moody are giving him some grit and grime and they get loose balls and they're making the hustle plays, and those hustle plays, as we saw all during the dynasty, hustle plays lead to chaos threes.
Like, we got some breaking news too, Stoney.
What is it? I don't know what it is. Breaking news.
So, as you know, NFL free agency is going on, tampering period right now, but the Niners are pretty much just cleaning house. They've only acquired one free agent, and they have let a combined $88 million go. And they just released, moments ago, Leonard Floyd, who had 1 year left for $10 million on his deal. So the opposite, Nick Bosa, is no longer on the team.
That tells me, Evan, I know you didn't ask, and Stoney, say what you want about Leonard Floyd. He was available, but now I really believe Joey Bosa's coming to town. Just my two cents.
Yeah, and maybe he is, but whether Joey Bosa comes to town or not, Dre Greenlaw, Kyle Juszczyk, Talanoa Hufanga, Charvarius Ward, Jaylon Moore, Deebo Samuel, Aaron Banks, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Elijah Mitchell, and now Leonard Floyd. This is going to be a very different 49er team.
Yeah.
Now,
for the better or worse, partner?
We'll see. We'll see. I got to tell you.
Because I got something to say.
I feel like this is the year to transition in some regard, if you could. And I think something may have a little something to do with the schedule. The schedule is so favorable that I got to believe they feel confident that if they still have the big boys they need and they perform well in the draft and they acquire maybe the right guy or two in free agency, that they're going to be right there. Now, what that means, I don't know if they can win the division against the Rams with the Rams right now, but I still
so
feel
question marks, and I know we got the draft. But if you're going to sit out,
let me
free
do it
agency,
again. Let me do it again.
Two, I know, yeah.
Greenlaw, he was no factor,
but the possibilities were big.
But you can't lose. It doesn't hurt to lose Greenlaw if he didn't play last year. So he didn't play last year. So it's not a tangible loss. Obviously, if you could get Greenlaw back from 3 years ago, that'd be an unbelievable acquisition. Juszczyk,
I'm with you.
Hufanga,
yeah.
Ward, I mean, Ward's a good player, no doubt about it.
You got Mustafa,
but Moore, Samuel. I mean, let me ask you this, just off the top of the head, of all the guys that I've listed, which is the biggest loss?
Greenlaw, and I'll stand on it. And there's no
you
doubt.
Win the bet, Evan. How can that be the biggest loss when he played a half?
Because another team threw money at him, and they're rolling the dice that if he's healthy, you're right about the pass, Donnie. But what if he's healthy this year? Almost a year and a half removed from the injury. So that to me is the biggest loss, Donnie. This
the
team
biggest
is,
loss is Debo. Even though he had a bad year.
No,
I think so.
He was on your team and he was a minus last year. So, again, Evan, help me out.
We talked about this already, and don't you dare switch.
I thought the goal was to draft a guy, have the guy play well, and then reward him with a contract. And I'm just talking about Aaron
Banks.
Why would you say night-night to Banks? I get it if it's all about the Benjamin. Shout out Ice Cube, but I don't get that. But so now it's, the cycle starts over. If you're telling me we might be okay in free agency, we might dabble, but we're going to just roll the dice and we're going to come up roses in the draft. That to me is concerning. But Aaron Banks, like, he didn't deserve to get paid.
Well, he obviously did. He got like $67 million. It's just from another team. But the Niners, look, they let McGlinchey walk, who got a lot of money. They've let other offensive linemen walk. That's just philosophically not what they do. They don't spend a ton of money unless it's for a future Hall of Famer in Trent Williams.
Wow. And I got to give Steiny your victory lap. Not that you're clamoring for, but 2 years ago you kept talking about how the Niners had a cheap quarterback in Brock Purdy and basically paying them peanuts, and they were able to spend. Juszczyk was now what I guess you could call him a luxury, Steiny, but I understand – that coming to an end, but my guy's about to get a contract, I believe, Brock Purdy. And when you ink that deal, now it's kind of like you're balling on a budget. And it's like, you ever going to get back to the, right now with those losses, and I know you got the draft and a couple more days of free agency, but Steiny, there's no way I can look at you over there and say I think the Niners are better, and it might be unfair at this point, but again, I think you're going to miss a lot of those guys that have departed.
You may miss those guys, and you know what? That may be a good thing because you went 6-11 last year.
But before that year,
but we're talking about.
So you say I'm living in the past?
Yeah. I mean, if the 49ers were convinced Dre Greenlaw could be the player he was 2 years ago, I don't think they let him go because he and Warner are the heart and soul of that defense.
Man.
So they clearly think either, Greenlaw's done or that what Dallas is going to pay him is just too much right now. But I actually look at a lot of these players and I feel like most of them didn't have great years anyway. Yeah. And it's possible
you're
to replace
Ward,
him.
I believe.
Probably.
Yeah. But you still got Mustafa back there, Brown. But Steiny, just like I've been clamoring, and Evan, when you were gone, I'll never forget it. How do you need help when we're paying you the help? Talking about Bosa, there's got to be a free agency, a already proven guy on his way to San Francisco if you're saying night-night to Floyd.
That's not a bad point at all. And the other thing is, you lose Banks – and you lose Jaylon Moore, and now Trent Williams, it to me, is a catch-22, because on the one hand, you got to have him back. On the other hand, if he's on the team this upcoming year, which I assume he will be, he's got to play. And if he doesn't play, man.
Yeah.
Then where's your offensive line at? But a lot of movement in the NFL, and players seem to just be moving away from the 49ers right now.
Is this a soft reset?
Well, I mean, Greenlaw, Juszczyk, Hufanga, Ward, Moore, Samuel, Banks, Hargrave, Collins, Mitchell, Floyd. That's 11 guys, all of varying degrees of importance, but they are names that we've become familiar with the Niners. We know who all those names are, and they're not going to be on the team this upcoming year.
And I know we got Cam at 12, but Stani, with the Debo, with no Debo here and that package out the window, I really believe we're going to see a Brock Purdy-centric offense.
What about if Brandon Ayuk's not healthy at the start of the year?
And I don't expect him to be.
They need a receiver.
Well, you got Pearsall. You got Jennings.
Okay. And last year, they had Pearsall and Jennings and Debo and Kittle and Ayuk. And I don't know. I don't know. They obviously, the other thing is you get real excited early in free agency, and it doesn't mean that you're – it doesn't necessarily set a total – you know, it doesn't set a tone necessarily. There's still plenty of time. But, all right, we'll get into some Niners for sure. Let me take this call. Jimmy in Bayview wants to talk a little Warriors, and we can do two things at one time. Mm-hmm. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Steiner.
Thank you.
Hold on. I'm just getting out of this hardware store. I'm working, but I'm still a dedicated listener. So,
dynamite.
The Warriors... You know, the Warriors are a 10th seed with one new player. And I think, you know, we don't want to get ahead of our skis because I mean, Detroit, that game was almost unwatchable. Detroit had a lot more talent. And we're going to learn a lot in these next few games in this homestand. The New York game was great, but the Knicks haven't been playing great. But this is a different team, you know, from the championship teams. But what do you guys think? Thanks.
I mean, help me with what he meant by 10th. They're a 10th seed. Because they're 6 right now.
Not really sure, tell you the truth. I think he thinks perhaps they're overachieving now.
But I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. But again, I'm the old Ralph Barbieri fan. Two things can be equally true. And you can be excited about this team and... You can be very excited about what's happened since Jimmy Butler. And you can also say, well, they've been great, but let's keep it going. Let's see how they do against some of the bigger boys that they're going to be playing. And then once the playoffs start, you got to start all over from scratch.
Yeah. And they're 9-1 in their last 10, Stani.
10-0 with Butler.
Well, wow.
They've won 10 straight with Jimmy Butler, rather. The only game they lost was that Philly game.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to read this one text from our boy Leroy.
Lee.
And he said, it's your boy Leroy from the 510. Newsflash, if Steve Kerr does not figure out how to integrate Jonathan Kuminga, the Warriors' playoff run will be short. They need to get Kuminga back and in a hurry so that he can get some games under his belt and be ready for the playoffs. Yeah.
And
I think it's up to Kuminga, but that's just me. That's just semantics.
I know we talked about it yesterday, Stani. Can I be excited, or can we be excited about Kuminga coming back without it being the end of somebody else?
Well, it's gotta be. I mean,
minutes will be reduced.
Of course, for Kuminga too.
If he's on, it'll be for the greater good of everybody in the team.
The way I look at it is, if Jonathan Kuminga is playing well, he can add something to this team,
no doubt.
If he's not playing well, I think Steve Kerr feels very confident in some of the dirty work guys that he'll use them on a night where he doesn't feel like Kuminga has it going.
Right.
But like we talked about a little bit yesterday, I can't wait to see how it all plays out. And hopefully Thursday is going to be the first game where we start to see it play out when the Sacramento Kings come to town.
That's going
to
be exciting, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's already exciting as far as I'm concerned. By the way, we had a little trouble with Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr. Did you see him going at it after?
They were having a conversation.
No, it's funny because I didn't see it, but then I heard about it. And clearly, Steve Kerr does not like to take
a
24-second violation unless it's the last possession of a game. I happen to wholeheartedly agree with him.
I'm with you.
Like, I'm not turning the... But Jimmy Butler,
shot
he does not... Right, but he wasn't gonna. because he doesn't care if he turns the ball over in a 12-point game with 20 seconds to go. Right. And Steve Kerr was telling him, no, we shoot it. We shoot that here. We don't just take an automatic turnover, which I've always agreed with. I wouldn't know why you would turn the ball over unless it's the last possession of a game and you're walking into the locker room. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just kidding. Hey, Evan, you guys were unfair to Evan last night. That's what my sources say.
He pointed something out.
It was a conversation between Butler and
Kerr. He had the video. Boy, you a bad dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was clear they were talking about the last shot, and people thought I was just making something up. But I didn't realize that it was Kerr who told him to shoot, mm-hmm. which is what was cleared up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Jimmy, actually, I don't think Jimmy really cared. Like,
Hell no.
He would have taken a turnover. He doesn't give a crap about numbers.
I mean, you know what? You would talk about something I believe to be true. He does not care about statistics.
Right.
And
no doubt, Stoney. You're trying to get that bling.
Yeah, you got to love that. You got to love that.
Bling, bling.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see some calls stacking up right now. Once again, we'll talk some Warriors for a little bit, and then at noon, we got Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. The 49ers are going to be a different team this upcoming season. We'll get into that. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Public Market Emeryville.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.